KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A violence monitoring expert says companies providing cash and transit services need to get to the bottom of information leaks. Mary De Haas says tighter measures are needed as cash guards continue to be targeted in violent heists.
The research that's done has pointed to one of the weak factors being the employees providing information, saying, oh, you know, we've got this trip here tomorrow or something like that. You don't blurt out about things in the cash and transit industry. You play your cards close to your chest. That's the starting point, is the security within the industry itself.
In the latest incident, two security guards were attacked by heavily armed suspects in Verulam this week. Earlier this month, brazen robbers blew up a cash van on the N2 near a cement factory. Then in December, a CIT heist in New Germany left one person dead. De Haas says companies can also look at changing their schedules.
I don't think they should do these deliveries of cash to service ATMs during business hours. I mean, if you've been to a bank, as I have, and you feel quite intimidated, there's a guy standing with a rifle. You think, well, you've only got to get caught in the crossfire.
In other news, a patient has died in a fire at Umlazi's Prince Mshiyeni Memorial Hospital. Health officials say the blaze broke out in an isolation ward during visiting hours last night.
It is alleged that the patient ignited a cigarette lighter while in close proximity to an oxygen mask that he was wearing, which is connected to the oxygen main line that led to a fire which was contained in his single bed cubicle.
The department's Nati Olifan says another patient alerted nurses to the fire.
The ward was filled with smoke and the staff quickly retrieved fire extinguishers. Water sprinklers also kicked in and augmented in extinguishing the fire. Despite the swift response, the patient, who is alleged to have caused the fire, sustained severe burns and tragically succumbed to his injuries.
Olivan says the 39-year-old patient was admitted on Friday. No one else was hurt, but some other patients needed to be moved to medical wards. And prosecutors in Brazil have charged former President Jair Bolsonaro over an alleged coup attempt to poison his successor. They've linked the politician to a plan to hurt the current president and kill a Supreme Court judge. It was in an attempt to stay in office after his 2022 election defeat. Bolsonaro denies the accusations and says he's the victim of political persecution. Durban and Richards Bay going up to a high of 25 degrees, Maritzburg 21. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Man City against Los Blancos, the headline fixture tonight in the Champions League. Orlando Pirates in Durban to face Golden Arrows. And Sir Lewis Hamilton says he's invigorated by his move to Ferrari ahead of the 2025 F1 season.